It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Indian woman has the longest hair in the world, but rarely washes it.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin. James.
Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Hello, everybody.
News is brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane and Haven Real Estate.
I'm not very good at knowing the exact schedule of when my granddaughter gets out of or gets onto the bus. See, she wants to ride the bus.
That's awesome. Kids
always want to ride the bus.
Buses are fun when you're not.
So they literally walk like a block and a half to the bus stop every day, and then she gets on the bus.
All right, Kevin,
while you
think about the timing, I'm going to give you this timing. It is now your last opportunity at this time of day anyway to qualify for Christmas cash. $1,000.
$1,000.
There's going to be a drawing today for $1,000. All you got to do is be the right caller.
Oh, what caller do I need to
seven
be?
Seven you can be, Warren.
Seven.
509-441-0999. Call right now.
Right now?
So do you know if she's walking?
Well, see, I think when it's been colder the last few days, they have taken the car and just driven over there.
Over to the bus stop?
Yeah, and then they must listen to the station because she always likes to say, it's not the news, it's Kevin's news. So that has become a favorite.
Love it.
So I didn't know if she was listening or not, but if she is, hi, Amelia, what's up?
What's up, girl?
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, she can't answer, yeah.
No, she can't really answer right now, can she?
No, I mean, she could. You just can't hear it.
Speaking of kids and talking to them and answering, Santa Claus has committed to next week.
He did, for sure, huh?
Yes, we have got Santa locked and loaded next week to take calls from the kids.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice. Yes. Boy, I was glad he finally got back to us on that. I know we've been kind of waiting, so that's awesome.
I know, you hate bothering him because he's busy.
Busiest time of the year, man.
We were able to get it done. Actually, you know what? Producer Steve, all the credit on that one.
Wow. That's a nice job, Steve. You've been doing a great job, buddy. In case I haven't said it enough. Oh, he's on the phone. He didn't even hear it.
Dang it. He didn't hear our compliments. Now they were kind of wasted.
Not going to say him again.
Okay, let's talk wills, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing says Christmas quite like a will.
That's Jay's son's name.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mom.
But you know, it is one of the nicest things you can get your family is a will.
Oh, really?
Because you know what's no fun?
Well, that is true, Kevin.
You know what's no fun? Yeah. When someone passes away and they haven't told people what needs to be done with their stuff.
Yeah. Affirmative.
Just leads to problems.
For sure.
Yes.
And that is no good. Now, Bruce, you just have the one son, so maybe a little easier.
A little easier for us.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah, that's true.
He just like, I'm getting it all,
you're
Dad.
Getting it all. He says, give her all that junk before you go.
Yeah, because I'm not dealing with that stuff.
Could you clean it up a little?
Yeah, seriously.
Warren, do you have a will?
Negative.
Kevin.
I know I should.
Yes, you should.
I know.
Especially with a couple daughters.
Uh-huh.
And
mm-hmm.
Got a lot of land.
Yeah.
Some anyway.
Yeah. No, that's a lot. That's a lot for people who, live in the city.
So. Well, yeah, I mean,
you know, 40 acres,
yeah,
right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of land.
Bruce, what do you consider a lot of land?
Oh, 100 acres.
100? Okay.
Yeah, that's fair, but
40's a little bit.
Good start.
You guys.
Good start.
40's a little bit.
A little spoiled, maybe, you know? Yeah, it's a little chunk of land.
And Monty, you've got... your wife, Kelly, and she has kids, and you have kids that were not had together, so that's probably gets complicated, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and Jay, you can just leave it all to me, bud.
Okay. All right. Done deal. I'll change it. I'll change it up. Yeah. I got you, dude.
Yeah, even sometimes when people are like, I don't really have anything, so I don't know what it matters if I have a will or not. It still can just be stressful for the people that.
Oh yeah, that's just
when it's all said and done.
Do them a favor, make it easy.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, these people did a favor.
Then take them to court and dispute it. It's so cool.
That's what I always think.
I know
about.
That's what everybody wants.
I've seen that happen a lot.
Mm.
This grandpa had 18 grandkids.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Five children, 18 grandkids. and he said he wanted to leave something to all of the grandkids.
Okay.
That's a lot.
A lot of somethings.
Boy, that's really a lot of work, too, trying to figure that out.
He figured it out. He's no dummy. Each one of the kids, each grandkid, got a chocolate bar.
Nice.
That's something.
Yeah. Some bigger than others.
Do you eat that chocolate bar, or is that something that you just have to save? Like, hey, this is what my grandpa gave me in his will.
I feel like that grandpa probably has a pretty good sense of humor.
Sounds like it.
If he was doing that, you might keep it just because you think it's funny and it reminds you.
It's a good story.
Yeah, right.
I don't know about the story behind this chocolate bar
that I've had for 10 years.
Yeah, if it's 100 grand.
I ain't. Hey! Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bada boom!
Look at this guy. He's our best hire ever, Steve.
Look at that guy.
Oh, I'm still employed?
For the moment. Right. I mean, you know.
Okay. Mm.
Careful.
This is another fun one. Bruce, you might like this.
Okay.
You like books.
Oh, I do.
You have a good book collection?
I think so, yeah.
Couple hundred?
I bet I do have 200 books.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, bragger.
Mm-hmm. This lady had a massive book collection, and she just decided to leave behind specific books to a bunch of different people. Some she knew, others she didn't know. What a fun job for the executor of the estate.
Man.
To have to go around and hand out books to everyone.
Oh, wow. That'd be horrible, wouldn't it?
And how weird would it be just to get a book from a lady that you don't even really know?
You're right. Like,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you?
Thank you, question mark?
Yeah. So those are some pretty interesting ones that people have left behind. And it just... my civil duty as an American.
That was good.
Is to tell everyone to get a will.
That was good. Warren, he's talking to you directly.
I know
it
is.
Yeah.
End of the year or we're coming after you.
Wow, I'm going to have to hustle.
I think you'll really need
it's really easy.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What fruit would a bartender traditionally put with a blue moon?
Sadly, nobody got this. Lime for Josh, melon for Monty.
What kind of melon?
I don't know. I just...
It's an orange.
Put a melon on there.
It's an orange.
Yeah, orange.
Orange. Blue. That's orange. That's an orange moon.
Kevin James.
Good point. So with blue, you thought of melon.
I did.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Okie dokie.
Artichokey.
Warren Strong, I'm going to need you to read something for me.
By the way, fellas, only two more Fridays before Christmas.
Oh,
so,
boy. Oh, my.
I know. Trying to get your minds set.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Oh, wait, two more or?
Mm-hmm.
Counting today?
Oh, well, two including today. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, okay, good. Sorry, I was starting to get... Oh,
yeah, one more would have been a more appropriate way of saying that. One more after
more.
Today.
One more. We'll get to see you one more time. Yeah. Warren, please read that first line on this sheet of paper.
Okay. Today is National Ice Cream Day and National Cocoa Day.
Wow. What a big
day
for you.
Today is National Ice Cream Day and we ate rice?
Oh, yeah, there is that, isn't there?
That's a miss by us, huh?
Now,
big one.
I started going, why is it National Ice Cream Day in December?
It's a great question.
It does seem weird, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great question.
And I started looking it up. Mm-hmm. I can't find any National Ice Cream Day on December 13th.
Oh, really? So it's like this might be a mistake?
I don't know what's going on. It feels like they're lying to us.
I don't know.
By the way, this investigation into National Ice Cream Day is brought to you by the Good Feet Store. I have it listed as July the 20th.
Right, when it makes sense.
That's perfect sense.
However, if you have, it says National Cocoa Day. So if you had hot cocoa and put ice cream in it, maybe?
Mm.
That's a weird one.
Mm.
It might be good.
I've done that. Have you ever done that?
I don't know. I put cocoa on ice cream before.
Oh, me too.
We couldn't afford chocolate syrup.
Yeah.
So we would just make...
Cocoa powder?
Yeah, just cocoa powder and put a little bit of water. Not a lot. I mean, very, very small to make it thicker.
And then stir it in.
Not like Steve with sugar and rice.
Yes, not like Steve with sugar on rice. No, not pouring 10 pounds of sugar onto a spoonful of rice.
I didn't think it tasted that bad.
Yeah. Bruce.
Well,
like,
Warren, well, you can't taste things.
Yeah, you have no taste buds, so there is that. I mean, I don't mind having ice cream, Kevin, so I guess, you know. You know, all things considered, it's not the worst, but it is weird.
A little deeper dig here. National Ice Cream Day, December 13th, 2024. Are there two national ice cream days?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Are you actually asking us?
In 1984, President Ronald Reagan designated July as National Ice Cream Month and the third Sunday of the month as National Ice Cream
That's
Day.
That's why it specified the year when I asked when it was, because it says July 20th of 2025.
Yes.
I see.
Is National Ice Cream Day also on December 13th?
Is that what you're asking?
On National Ice Cream Day, which takes place December 13th, you probably won't hear the ice cream truck. With its delightful
tune. With chains
tune.
On?
Yeah.
You're like, what?
That's funny.
Beautiful music.
Yeah,
ching.
It says, you
kids
know.
Kids trying to run. It's slippery.
For the ice cream truck, there's another National Ice Cream Day for that in July.
Okay.
In fact, your favorite ice cream shop may even be closed for the winter. But don't let that stop you from celebrating National Ice Cream Day on July and December 13th.
Oh, man. Look at it go.
So, okay. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's like this fake second ice cream day that they put in.
Fake. They're trying to dupe us.
Yeah, they are. Trying to pull one over on us.
Mommy, the ice cream truck's coming. I can hear it's changed.
The ice cream.
I don't imagine those
coming.
Trucks get around too easy in the snow.
Probably not
really.
Ice cream man.
Probably save money on the coolers though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's...
Just leave them sit out on the counter.
Yeah.
That's valid.
It'd be a heck of an
idea. I got some ice cream. I got some ice cream. I got some ice cream. You didn't get none. You didn't get.
Jeez.
You guys know what that's from?
Negative.
No.
Monty does for
sure. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
That's,
I'm pretty sure Jay does.
Eddie Murphy stand-up.
Oh, yeah. Eddie Murphy, Raw or Delirious, one of them.
I think it was Raw.
And it...
you didn't get none. You didn't get none. So bad. All right. Thank you, Kevin. Anything else?
No, that was it. I just wanted to get to the bottom of that because I'm like...
Appreciate that.
I feel kind of bad that it was ice cream day. Our friend Warren loves ice cream so much.
I do.
And we made him eat rice.
Oh, I didn't mind, though. It was good.
I will say that when I was a kid, I wanted to buy an ice cream truck. Not to drive around and sell ice cream out of.
Just to have.
I wanted the truck.
Because it was an endless supply of ice
cream. I thought
cream.
It was just a cool truck. I was like, well, wouldn't that be kind of fun to have?
Yeah.
I also thought like the old... I think they still have some of them. The... post office trucks.
Right-hand drive Jeeps.
Ah, exactly.
Yes.
I always thought those would be kind of cool, too. I mean, I'm probably wrong. Now that as a grown-up, I'm not as excited about
it. I did, too, until I found out they're all two-wheel drive, so it's like...
Hey. Right. I don't know how... Yeah, well, again...
True story.
With the music playing.
Yeah.
Imagine.
We could find you one, I think.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Have you ever been late to work because your clothes didn't get dry fast enough in the dryer?
Kevin James.
That's as good an excuse as any.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show.
It's not going
to
take much.
It's time to beat the show. Step right up.
It's time to beat the show.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show.
Oh, yeah.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show.
Where?
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Lance, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are the roads out there? You been driving?
Yeah. Not too bad.
Not terrible?
Not yet.
Okay.
Still trying to snow a little bit?
I'm over in Post Falls. Yeah, it's done snowing. It should melt off then.
Yeah, it should melt. Yeah, you're right. All right, well, we are going to challenge the Friday crew here. We've got a $25 Indaba Coffee Roasters gift card for you if you are victorious. And the category is Taylor Swift. The fellas in studio extremely excited about that.
So excited.
Yeah.
So excited.
It'll be interesting to see if anybody gets any points. All right, you fellas can leave.
Okay.
Thank you for being here, guys, but you could mind stepping out.
Right now?
Now would be great.
Okay.
Just keep going?
Yeah, okay. Just head for the door. Warren, yeah. Stay away from the stairs. We don't want you falling down again.
Yeah, I know.
Lance, pass if you get stuck here. 7 questions of trivia. You have 60 seconds.
All right, here we go. Taylor is celebrating a birthday today. She was born in 1989, so how old is she?
Oh, boy. 34?
What'd you say?
34?
What was the name of Taylor Swift's tour that she just finished?
I'll pass.
What Midwest football team does Taylor's boyfriend Travis Kelce play for?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Taylor has a song that is the name of a country singer who is married to Faith Hill. What's the song?
Tim McGraw.
Taylor has a cat named Olivia Benson, which is a character on what TV show?
Pass.
Taylor's net worth is supposedly $1.6 billion, according to Forbes. How many zeros are in a billion?
9.
What rapper famously interrupted Taylor at the 2009 MTV VMAs?
Can you say that again?
A famous rapper interrupted Taylor at the MTV VMAs in 2009?
Say Eminem.
All right. Fellas! We'll see how they do.
Tell you what, I liked your question, Steve.
Yeah, that was great.
I really did. I enjoyed it.
First thing I've done right all day.
Oh, no.
Quick to me.
All right, the boys are back. I believe, Warren, do you have the first question?
Gonna, you know, I might.
I think he does.
I believe so.
Warren, you're one, and then it goes to Monty and Bruce. You answer only your own question. Pass if you get stuck, but only get to answer your own question. You only get to pass on your own question.
I think you guys are going to get a couple.
I think okay. I'm going to guess you have two.
Two?
Okay.
Yeah, so I think, Kevin, a couple would
we
be
just
correct.
Talked about one, and I've already forgotten it.
All right, well, here we go. Okay.
Taylor is celebrating a birthday today. She was born in 1989. So how old is she?
Using his fingers. Good idea.
You want to go ahead and
guess? We only 24, have
25.
35. 35.
35.
Okay. What was the name of Taylor Swift's tour that she just finished?
The Era Tour.
What Midwest football team does Taylor's boyfriend Travis Kelce play for?
You got this, Bruce.
Kansas City.
Taylor has a song that is the name of a country singer who is married to Faith Hill. What's the song?
Tim. What? Do I have to say his last name?
Yeah.
Tim.
What's the name of the song?
Tim.
Can you go ahead and pass?
Yeah, yeah, just take her. Just relax. Yeah, just relax.
Do you pass?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Passing out.
Taylor has a cat named Olivia Benson, which is a character on what TV show?
Law and Order Special Victims Unit. Ooh.
Taylor's net worth is $1.6 billion.
Yeah?
Dollars, according to Forbes.
You give loans?
How many zeros is in a billion?
In a million?
Billion.
Billion.
Billion. Billion would be.
There'd be nine.
Nine. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Something like that. Let's see how we did.
You guys crushing it today.
Yeah.
I can't believe I can't think of Tim's last name right now.
It's okay. We're not even going to say it. We'll pretend like you already said it.
Tim. Okay.
Yeah. Just Tim. All right. Here we go. Let's see how we did.
Taylor celebrating a birthday today. She was born in 1989. So how old is she?
Lance said 34. He didn't use his fingers.
Yeah, and he's probably right, too.
That we know of.
No, he's not.
No, no. He's not. No, he's not right. No, 35.
Yesterday he would have been right.
Yeah, 35.
Oh,
Warren.
Piffle.
Yeah,
wow.
You said 25, but then you realize, why are there three fingers sticking out?
Because mm-hmm. I only have half of one. But.
That's the five.
Oh, man.
35.
35,
yeah. 1 point for the Friday show.
Wow.
What was the name of Taylor Swift's tour that she just finished?
Monty said the Eras, and Lance passed on that one.
Eras Tour.
Yeah, the Eras Tour. Yeah, so 1 point for the Friday crew.
Oh, my goodness.
What Midwest football team does Taylor's boyfriend Travis Kelce play for?
Everybody blurted out Casey on that one. We're all good. Yeah, Kansas City Chiefs.
Nice.
3-1.
Taylor has a song that is the name of a country singer who's married to Faith Hill. What is the song?
Lance said Tim McGraw. And Warren said, Tim, do I have to say the last name? I can't believe I can't think of it.
I did say that.
Do I have to say his last name?
Tim McGraw.
Dang it. Should we pass? Yes. I can't believe I couldn't think of it.
You forgot a no.
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw it. -1 point.
Doggone it anyway.
Yeah. Two to two.
Taylor has a cat named Olivia Benson, which is a character on what TV show?
Monty's at SVU, Law and Order SVU. And I believe Lance passed.
Yeah, Law and Order SVU.
Yeah. Yeah. Special Victims Unit is actually what you said,
You can blow on your nails and rub them on you.
That's pretty good.
Wow, there you go.
Taylor's net worth is $1.6 billion, according to Forbes. How many zeros are in a billion?
I mean, I think Bruce was after the buzzer. He got it right. Not going to really need it because, he had 9, and Lance had 9. But it's even minus a point, it's 5-3.
Wow.
You guys.
And we're ahead?
Yeah.
That is amazing. That can't be.
You guys weren't missing any of them.
That was crazy. Was that the last question, Steve, or did I make the last question?
There's one more.
One more. What was it?
The billion?
Rapper famously interrupted Taylor at the 2009 MTV VMAs.
That goes to you, Warren. Who was it?
Rapper.
Oh, gosh. I remember that, too. It was Snoop Doggity Dog.
That's so absolute. Good for you, bud. That's not even,
close.
No,
is it? Close.
No. No, we had no right answers on that one. Yeah, Kanye
West.
Yeah. Oh, Kanye. Yeah. Oh, him.
Remember that?
I do, but I don't.
I thought about that after I answered it. I was going to say Kanye.
Yeah. Well, Lance, I'm going to have you pick a number. If you don't mind, pick it any number. You can make it. Actually, you know what, Kevin? Don't say this part in the air.
What?
Should we make it really, really high just to punish Steve?
Yes.
99 again.
Not again. Let's go, Lance. I like Lance.
That's what Lance wants. Yeah.
He's the listener. He's always right, Steve.
Yeah.
Lance, you're the best, buddy. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
No worries. You guys have a good one.
See what? Caller 99. Let's go.
Okay. Poor Steve. His face is turning red.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The word is double.
Kevin just needs to get this one to get through Warren. You need 2 in a row. Come on, you can do it.
Okay. All right, here we go. 2 outs off 1 pitch.
Kevin James.
Double out.
Double out is correct.
I just had to let him get
on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All righty then, fellas. It's time.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Statistic of the day.
Oh, over here underneath one of these pieces of paper is the statistic of the day. Or stat of the day, as I like to say.
Yeah.
12% of Americans on weight...
Whose phone is talking?
On weight loss drugs, like Ozempic or...
Right.
Wegovy. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of them.
Sure.
Say they plan to pause the drugs over the holidays.
What percent?
12%.
12.
Just going to hit the old pause
so
that they can indulge. Specifically, to have more cookies and sweets. Okay, let's do this. I don't think any of you guys are on a weight loss drug.
No.
I was thinking about Ex-Lax, but I haven't done it yet.
That's different, yeah. That's a little different. But it fits your personality.
Run at the mouth.
Let's say you are, and let's say you stop it. What did you stop it for? You stopped it to indulge in what over the Christmas holidays? What is it that you would want to indulge in the most?
Oh, I like that.
During Christmas.
What do you think, Warren, your favorite Christmas treat?
Pie.
Really?
Pie. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Which flavor?
Peach, if there was.
Okay,
doesn't have to be a dessert, just so you know.
It could be anything, right.
But yeah, you're down with peach pie.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be good?
See, the thing about pie, though, why I think it's controllable is because you go and you get a piece of the pie.
Yeah.
And then you see there's a piece missing out of the pie. And, you can't eat another piece, really, because now there's more pie. I don't know.
Why? Because the evidence is showing? Or
so much. I don't know. I don't like that feeling. But, I don't know. If there's fudge on a plate and it's a big stack of fudge.
Yeah.
You can eat from all the different areas, and nobody has any idea you had 12 pieces.
That's right.
There is that.
It's harder to be held accountable.
It's a little more discreet.
That's right.
Very sneaky. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I had some of that. I think it's almond chocolate toffee.
Ooh, that
you
sounds
You know where you
good.
Snap it into the pieces?
Yeah.
You never seen that stuff?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Oh, my gosh. I had forgotten how much I like that. Because, you know, it's I only have it like once a year. And then my wife brought some home, and I was like, whew.
That's my downfall.
That one?
That and turtles.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I like turtles.
Turtle.
I like turtles.
That stuff, again, it's one of those things you don't think about, and then you have it, and you go, oh, you know what? That might be the one. Because my mother-in-law made Nana's fudge, but, you know.
Fudge is a hard
We have that a lot true. Because it was my grandmother or my mother-in-law's recipe, and the grandkids always want to make it. So we have that at other times. But you don't have that toffee stuff other than Christmas, at least not at our house.
Right.
And sometimes they throw the peppermint on it.
Yeah, like, I was going to say the peppermint.
Crushed candy canes, nice. Kevin. Yeah, that stuff's awesome. Bruce, what are you giving up your Ozempic for, dude?
Good old fudge.
Fudge, yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Do you put nuts in there or no?
I'd prefer without.
Same. But, yeah, I don't want that. Yeah. I just want that smooth.
That's nuts.
Yeah. That is nuts, yeah. Steve, what are you pausing your Ozempic for?
I might have to agree with Warren and say pie.
Really?
That's good.
I never think about pie.
What would
pie.
Be your favorite?
Cheese.
Cheese pie.
Cheese pie. I was going to go with something like apple.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. All-American, yeah, Steve Heskey.
That's right.
That'd be good, too.
Cheese pizza, apple pie.
Yeah.
I can tell you. You like baseball, Steve?
Oh, you know it.
Okay, well, there you go.
Mr. America.
Yeah, for sure.
USA, baby.
Kevin, any...
I'm going to take this in a little different direction.
Grinch cookie?
No. I mean, if it's the sweets, it's fudge.
Yeah.
It's just fudge is one of those that I never, ever, ever have it except for Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's just, and we don't always have it either is the weird thing. It just kind of depends where I'm at or what happened.
Right.
And then it's just like, oh boy, so-and-so has fudge. I'm in trouble.
Yes, Warren.
Can you ask me as though I'm Bruce about pie?
Sure thing. Yeah. Don't answer when I say your name, Bruce.
Yeah, it's me.
We're role Plug playing. My ears. Yeah, we're role playing here. Hey, Bruce.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to
Tell
ask
me
you?
About pie?
What kind of pie? What kind of pie? Okay, what kind of pie? Okay, I just want to make sure I got it right.
Yeah.
Hey, Bruce.
Yeah.
What kind of pie? What kind of pie would you get?
Oh, well, my favorite is cherry.
Thank you for.
So we stopped the show for that.
Yeah, that was great. 15 seconds.
Quite real. Good job, Warren.
Thanks.
Thank you, Warren. Thank you very much. My non-sweet answer is going to be prime rib.
Oh, yeah,
it,
man.
It is something that I don't get to indulge in.
Yeah, that's fair.
Very often. And it would be like if I knew somebody was doing prime rib for a dinner.
Oh, man.
I would purposely not eat all day just so that I would be so hungry that I would. Just enjoy every bite of that prime rib.
Do you use like horsey sauce or horseradish with it?
Ooh. Yep, like the horseradish. I do the creamy horseradish most of the time.
I like that.
Then you can put more on.
Yes, I am.
So you don't
thank you.
So you don't just gnaw on the root then.
No.
No.
No, it's a little much for me, Monty. But I will do the thing, and I love it now because my boys growing up, they did not like prime rib. They never wanted to eat it, and they would sit there and watch me eat it, and my eyes water, and I'm crying, and they're like, why are you doing that? I'm like, it's because it's, you
it's
don't
so
understand.
Good.
It's so good.
Right.
And now, my oldest, he still hasn't come around all the way, but my youngest, Coop, same way. He does the exact same thing.
Horseradish that makes you cry?
Oh, yeah. He's like, I can't believe that I didn't love this when I was younger.
Right.
I said, it's more of a man food. Don't you think that's fair?
Oh, for sure. Are you kidding me? Yeah, kids, their taste buds don't like that stuff.
No.
Super mild. You know, like kids, like 33-year-olds, like Steve. He's just a mild palate. He doesn't like that spicy stuff.
No.
You know, when I was just talking with Todd, who won the Indaba coffee after Beat the Show, he said, hey, stop those guys from making fun of you. And I said, yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, just going to
take it under advisement.
Duly noted.
Kevin, you remember that story I told you about my granddad, my dad's dad, who had, his eyesight wasn't that great, and then they put horseradish on his plate, and he thought it was potatoes, mashed potatoes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, mercy.
Yeah.
Oh.
They thought it was very funny. He did not. Took a whole mouthful of it.
Oh, boy.
And he's like, well, what's wrong with these potatoes? And he just ate it anyway. And he's like, oh, my God, these are terrible tasting. I'm like, well, that's horseradish. And then he didn't swear, but he got angry. which was kind of funny.
Well, yeah.
Wasn't the grandkids that did it. It was his own kids. So, yeah. So, yeah, go ahead and anybody take advantage. Anybody who's got, you know, can't see that well by putting horseradish on their plate and tell them it's potatoes.
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Funny joke.
Yeah. Hey.